are now listening to Hoodcast AF, the bad boys of action figure podcasting. Join Jonathan Fallen, Mike TV, and Cobra Dad as they shit talk some action figure related shit. Be warned that the ideas and opinions expressed are nothing more than entertainment. So fuck off and enjoy. Hoodcast begins. Now.
Welcome to Hoodcast. And also, we are on the road to Hood Mania. And let me tell you something. Me and Cobra actually had our first bout because we are training to have a final Hood Mania match that will be live televised right before WrestleMania. I am not sure the date or the time, but it's going to be before WrestleMania starts. So it's probably going to be around 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. But that's me versus Cobra. So there's going to be tons of interviews and reviews and all kinds of shit. And look, I know some of you have seen that video of two fat guys brawling really drunk.
Cobra won.
Whoa, hold on. We're going to talk about this on the after show. The after show, which is on our Patreon, which is only $3 due to a month. It's cheaper than your shittiest Starbucks coffee. Get on that Patreon, man. And, you, dude, you're going to learn some inside bets because whoever you bet on, if you bet on me, if you bet on Cobra, somebody is going to win. Like,
all
big
I know
time.
Is Mario Brother put down fucking Uncle Fester. Knock that motherfucker out of his Crocs.
No, dude, you have no idea, Mike. And
my arm's in the bush.
No, I did not. Dude, that is one half of the video. We fought three fucking rounds. Dude, yeah. we'll get to it on the after show. So pay for the Patreon, hear about it, and also get your bets in because that's going to happen soon on the day of WrestleMania. Hood Mania will be happening. Me versus Cobra Dad. That's right.
Going down, brother.
The Fallen versus Cobra Dad is going to happen as long as my ankle can hold up.
Or my shoulders.
These motherfuckers are going to end up, one of them is going to end up rolling his ankle. Other one's going to blow out his fucking knee. They're going to sit there and they're going to sit there on the ground and be like, fuck, dude, we should have never have done this.
So, and this is going to be live on YouTube. You're going to want to watch this. You are. So, and I think the winner, like, I'm going to throw in a bunch of figures. I'm going to have, like, again, just like last Hood Mania, I'm going to have the No Holds Barred set available, plus a small 112 arcade machine of WrestleFest, which I do own. I owe Toy Art one, so I'm going to send it to you, bro. I'm just waiting. I got to find it, and I got to make more. But also, there's going to be other figures, and there's also going to be a second prize. And this is the road to Hood Mania, man. It's always exciting. Yeah. So get on that. Get on the Patreon. And also, I got to shout out Tony Toybox open today. He's on Instagram. And he's on his sixth episode of his podcast, YouTube show.
Latin Legions.
Latin Legions Action Figure Podcast. I did a little special for him. He probably got a lot of people to do it for something like that, and that'll be out soon. I don't know what he's playing with it. He took a lot of advice from us. Like, he's doing clips, you know, like little voices, like clips, like, you know, when people say something funny, like, hey, you know, good show, man. Fucking learn from the best, which is Hoodcast. No, look.
I'm sorry. You've asked me a few times, and I've constantly forgot to do the video at work.
I did it at work, and I looked grizzled
I forgot. We had to get ready for spring break, and I got an audit as soon as we come back from spring break, so I've been busy as fuck.
You guys seen that, you know, I'm a huge fan of Willy Wonka ever since, you know, being a kid, and then also, you know, the Marilyn Manson first album days and how he treated it as evil, and I was like, whoa, I never thought of it that way. I'm a teenager. Now I'm going to hate my parents.
But you're talking about the new Wonka? It's good.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about the Willy's Chocolate Experience Glasgow, Scotland.
They made that motherfucker, a horror movie's coming out about that motherfucker. It went so viral. So they're making a fucking horror movie on it.
And, like, you know that one Oompa girl who, like, has, like, jelly beans and a meth lab in front of her, and she looks all... Yeah. That is such a great picture, man. And like, I've seen people paint that picture now. Like, that picture's so good. She's so uggo and weird looking. I love it. And I've seen interviews with her, and she's actually really hot, dude. She's pretty fucking good looking. But yeah, I thought it was like some art fucking thing. Like, this got to be like an art installation or something. Some fucking jazzy fucking art students are doing this shit.
It was a fucking interactive entertainment experience for children.
It was a fucking scam. They were giving out one jelly bean and a half cup of lemonade to each children. And there was nothing but a vacant warehouse with 3D, like, fucking chat GPT or whatever, like AI 3D printed art on the wall.
40 quid or some shit. It was like 40 quid or something, right?
Yeah. And then, like, a dude, like, played Willy Wonka, and his speech was AI generated. Not live, but, like, it was printed out, and then he had to read from that. And then they came up with, like, the villain, which, well, the chat did, and it was the unknown, right?
Yeah.
And it's just some 16-year-old girl wearing, like, a Michaels blank face mask and her normal long hair. Yeah. And now, yeah, you're right, Mike. It's going to be adapted into a horror film. So yeah.
They're fucking horror filming everything. So I translated it. 40 quid is $51.43 U.S.
No shit.
People paid $50 to fucking go get disappointed in a fucking empty warehouse.
I thought it was $15 to get it. Maybe. Okay. Yeah.
No, I just translated 40 quid because it was 40 quid to U.S. It's $51, our money.
Wow.
Holy shit. Them motherfuckers scammed the fuck out of them, dude.
You know, if you put on that exact fucking show out here, people would pay for it now. People would pay $51 to get into Willy's Chocolate Experience out here.
Absolutely. And the Oompas here, we love to take your money.
For $50,
we'll give you one jelly bean, teach you how to cook meth, and give you some half cup piss. Absolutely.
That, you know, Oompas actually pee lemonade, if you know that. It's
yeah,
like basically exactly. Maybe like Oompa Loompa Doopa Dee Doo. I'm gonna cook some meth for you. What do you get when you smoke glass dick? You stay up all night and your dick shrivels up.
All right. Don't give away our secret recipe.
Right.
Don't give it away. It consists of Windex, rat poison, pseudoephedrine, some metal, and a shaker bottle.
We all know because our boy Mike TV used to be a cook, right? He did it.
Right.
Yeah. You bought out. That all was the right after he shot like stores?
Three dogs in the backyard.
Yeah. And Old Yeller
and
style.
And then he would go cook some meth. Yeah.
What's wrong shooting dogs in the backyard, dude? When they're going to die, they're going to die. You're going to pay fucking $250 at a fucking vet? Nah, you just dig a hole and a bulb is like 25 cents.
You shot your dogs in the backyard. No fucking way, yeah. Dude. In Vallejo?
Yeah. Yeah. I did.
Really?
I still lived in that house. We can go dig up the graves.
I can't.
There's more than three
it,
dogs. There's
no,
more
no,
than
look,
three dogs.
But I better see a bullet hole wound in their head. That's the thing.
There's more than three dogs, though. There's also a couple of cats.
Did you shoot your cats, too, dude?
Yeah.
Dude, we gotta
We're
have
not the same, dude. We're not the same.
Mike's pet experience. Come see it.
I get sick, dude. I'm not paying vet bills. Fuck a vet, dude. Just, you know, a 25 cent deal.
You get one bullet and you get one shot at an animal.
He's like, hey, Fido, what's that over there?
Yeah, look at your shower. Look at your squeak toy. Squeak toy, Molly. Wow, you know,
but dude, I've already seen like, you know, custom action figures of the messed out Oompa and shit, even though she's actually hot in real life. But I don't know why I'm still saying that. I'd bang her. Not now because I'm married, but you know, if she wants to put on an Oompa costume and she does like the cameos now, you can get her for a cameo as the messed out Oompa.
Really?
Yeah,
we're in the fucking wrong business, dude.
So. I want an action figure of the methed out Oompa. The Willy Wonka dude just kind of sucks. He kind of looks like fucking pot dog, but like Scottish.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I don't know. it just seems really cool to me that like people are still doing Willy Wonka things that are better than the recent movies.
The movie's not that bad.
No, it's not. There's a lot of Easter eggs in the new movie.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
There's tons of Easter eggs, like the police chief, whatever, blowing up like a grape or a blueberry.
Oh my gosh, that is fuck, dude.
Plus, like, Willy Wonka drops a shilling into the fucking storm drain, and you know that's because Charlie finds that exact shilling way years later. I don't know how, but okay.
I didn't even notice that.
That was at the very beginning. I noticed it, and I'm like, oh.
I didn't even fucking notice it, dude.
That was the first Easter egg. At the very beginning, it was one shilling.
I got to rewatch it now. Fuck.
Just for that part, he gets the one shilling and then he drops in the storm drain.
Isn't that the dude that plays Paul Atreides in the Dune movies?
I don't know. Timothy Chalamet. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he was all right. Whatever. But yeah, fuck it.
Tell a musical. I didn't expect that. No Oompa songing. You got fucking, what is it, Rupert Grant or whatever the fuck that guy's name is?
Who?
The guy that played the Oompa.
Oh, the guy from Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah, isn't he the guy that got caught with a trans hooker and some crack?
I don't know if it was a trans hooker, but I know it was definitely a hooker.
A hooker and crack, right?
Yeah. I think also drugs. But Hugh Grant, yeah, he likes the party, and I like the party, so... Hugh Grant, what's up? We can do some Oompa dances and shit. You know, we can hang out with the methed out Oompa lady. She's hot.
With me in a world of pilo twirlization.
Pilo twirlization.
Do right. Open flame.
That's gold. Man, we got some action figure news, man. Let's get to it.
Dr. Killamoff, the evil alien who wants to pollute the whole world.
Triceratops with motorized walking action.
Good news, everyone!
The figures and battle gear each sold separately.
You know what, Cobra? You piece of trash! I'm coming after you! Come Hood Mania, it's mano y mano. No shenanigans, no shit going on. It's going to be you versus me in the fucking hood. What do you got
better
to say about
Fox
that, bro?
So you can eat the match.
Oh, yeah? Well, first we're going to go to Martinez. Then we're going to go to Benicia. Then we're going to go to Vallejo. Then we're going to San Rafael. Then we're going to go to Richmond. Then we're going to go to San Francisco. Then we're going to go to Oakland. And then we're going to Hayward. And we're going to take it back to the White House. Yeah!
Whoa. I know what you're doing, Howard Dean. You forgot Vallejo! Dude, I would have voted for that guy, but he, you know, he did the whole,
Yeah.
And I thought that was great.
Have you seen the new guy?
No.
Have you seen the new guy that was trying to run? He's yes. Against Joe Biden in American Samoa. Samoa. That dude. I'm voting for that motherfucker. Samoa. If he makes it onto the ballot, dude, I'm voting for him just because he's just corny, duggered ass.
I know a lot of people vote Mickey Mouse and Hulk Hogan constantly, so that's the people I hang out with. This week, in the news, first up is Playmates. So Playmates is releasing, I don't know if it's a whole like four pack or whatever or independently, but they showed images of like, you know, the original sketch of the Ninja Turtles, but like they're actually figures with that beak nose type of deal. You remember the original sketch that Eastman and Laird
did? Yeah.
In toy form, they have these, you know, and they're Playmate scale. So they're coming out with those. And I don't know if it's going to be a four pack. I don't even know if there's a Master Splinter with it. I seen the picture a while ago. I don't fucking know. But they look kind of cool. But I also know that NECA is coming out with the Sketch Turtles. But not, you know, they're going to be green. Not Sketch variants. Mm. Oh, they'll probably have the Sketch variant too. But still. Fuck it. They look cool though. I mean, if you're a turtle collector.
Yeah, I mean. I guess the original Sketch was one turtle.
It was
Michelangelo. He wasn't even Michelangelo at first. It just went back and forth as a regular turtle, like doing ninja shit. between Laird and Eastman, and then they had a nunchuck.
That's so funny. So stupid. I would never have loved that as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the new fucking turtle team is fire.
Yeah, we all know about that.
Yeah, sure you do.
We do.
Because you're up on the new shit. That's right.
Yeah, enough of it. Enough to get by, dude. Look, I've loved turtles my whole life. I read shit here and there and watched shit here and there, and that's all I need to know.
Well, all I know is you're going down. 1, 2, 3.
Is that how we're doing it? Are we doing a 1, 2, 3 in the ring? Or are we going submission style? We don't know yet.
My prediction is there's only going to be 3 numbers called, and that's 911. We need an ambulance. Two middle-aged men, balding, middle-aged, overweight men having heart attacks in a backyard.
It might end in a heart attack or a hurt ankle like I'm already nursing. But still.
You motherfuckers are going to do this. There's going to be a 911 call.
Two You're fat, both drunk guys twice. Going to battle, going to war. That's Hood Mania, and we're on the road, baby. Brother.
At the same time, you guys are going to be in a fucking skirmish. The next thing you know, your fucking right arms are both going to go numb at the same time. You'll go, oh, shit, buddy guy.
Next up, MacFarlane.
That's right, motherfuckers.
I only knew one guy, and that's the Todd father there. And he's the guy, and he said,
you come to me on this day that I release my action figures. I'm the Todd father.
Fuck the Todd father, man.
30 years ago, I made Spawn, and now it's the second time it's broken the world records for the fucking independently run comic books with issue 350.
Nobody cares. Nobody's buying Spawn. Nobody.
I bought issue 350. I bought it. I bought an issue.
I bought 300, 299, and 298 because they were cool covers based off Spider-Man.
You bought the road. You bought the road to 300, like a lot of us did.
Ask me if I read it. No.
You looked at the pictures at least, right?
No. I put it in a bag of board. It's in a box. I don't fucking care.
You're going to read comics, bro.
You're just a piece of shit. You can't read fucking books. There's like a fucking little bit of words in it and some fucking sponge. And I spent a lot of time on fucking chains and bricks.
Nah. So he had a little bit to show off. He had some new page punchers, the 7-inch versions. He had from the book or the 4-part miniseries, Ghosts of Krypton. And you can pre-order
read
now.
The series.
I never read it either.
But Zod looks dope, though.
No. Zod looks good.
It does Zod not look good. Compared to the comic book art, it does not,
dude.
He's
translucent green, dude, and he's got his, like, parts. He looks cool.
He looks like when Undertaker cut his hair and rode a motorcycle.
You know who doesn't
skinnier.
Look cool is fucking Superman. What the fuck is that?
Superman looks like shit. It looks like they gave him garbage armor from a garbage dump or something, you know? A landfill. That looks like
stupid
shit.
Too, yeah.
And then also, like, the Superman suit on the artwork where he's flying up and it's like a bunch of belts and shit on a Superman suit looks cool. The art does. On the figure, none of it's detailed, and it looks like garbage, and the face sculpt is scant at best, dude.
You're not talking about the black Superman, dude, are you?
No, not that one. No.
That one looks good as fuck, too, man. That looks like a good figure.
But he's on the same body. He's got the same belts and everything.
He's fucking Superman. How much does his body change?
I just put a lot, according to McFarlane.
I put a new fucking head on it in a cape.
Oh, then I'm in.
Yeah.
He also showed off, what is it? Like, from that same series, like Brainiac, who's like this robot monster thing. It doesn't look that cool. I'd like our original Brainiac, which they still haven't made. Earth 2 Superman, which is like the frozen Superman, which the platinum version is going to be the red one.
What's weird about it is that Superman, I thought it was Earth 23 Superman, because wasn't Earth 23 Superman black dude as well, like during the Obama administration?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not asking you, I'm asking Cobra, because he actually reads comic books.
No, but I know about it too. It's all right. Cobra's not on the show because he knows he's going to lose at Hood Mania. He ain't even paying attention.
That was some bitch made shit, bro. I knew about it too.
The Black Superman that came out during the Obama administration. That was Earth 23, right?
That was Earth 23, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I thought this Earth 2 one was.
It's weird, right? The blue suit or whatever, yeah.
Because I could have sworn in the comics the Earth 2 Superman was a white dude, and then they had, like, the gay Green Arrow or Gay Flash, some shit like that. Or
that
the
gay big one. Black dude is from Earth 23 or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Exactly, whatever the fuck. Don't fucking care.
You know how you can learn more about comic book knowledge is by watching The Weekly Habit every Wednesday on Instagram.
Yeah,
you
great show.
You have turned a page, my friend. What are you trying to be, Cobra's manager?
Well, now what I'm trying to do is, see, me and Cobra are the true talent behind the Hoodcast listeners. They love us. They're just kind of mediocre to meh by.
Well, but, how come you couldn't figure out how to get my mic to work today? With all your technical genius, you sat there and shut the fuck up.
That's because you as our producer has gone from like being a producer to just being DJ Khaled, just yelling another one.
No.
I'm sorry. Who is this ninja?
This is Mike Teddy Vision.
McFarlane also, he finally showed off his Fallout statues.
They got a fucking TV show.
From the new... Yeah, yeah. That's coming out soon. And hopefully it's going to be cooler than the Borderlands movie.
Hopefully it's better than Halo.
I love Fallout.
That show is boring as fuck.
No. People say season two is really good, so I've been trying to finish season one so I can watch season two.
I've been stuck on season two, episode three. I've been trying to make my way through it. It's fucking horrible.
Dude, it's one of those shows that I fall asleep. The first episode of Halo was great, and then I fall asleep every episode.
Yeah, it's because it's so fucking boring.
It is.
Like, why is he taking his helmet off? Like, what the fuck? Just go kill aliens, motherfucker.
Right. We don't give a shit about you fucking not being the Mandalorian. Just get out there and kill folks.
It's literally like if you ordered a season of Mandalorian from Wish, and this is what you get.
I think the aliens look cool, like all the decrepit aliens are all hella old. I like them, but they're talking old, like prequel Star Wars jargon, you know, like about trade federations and bullshit. And like, I don't give a fuck. I don't even know what they're talking about. I didn't play any Halo game.
I just want to see them shoot aliens and then that little plague shit come and then them fight that. Like, what the fuck is this?
I heard season two is really good if you pay attention to it, but I haven't got there yet, so whatever.
It'll take you a while, dude.
But I fucking love Fallout. Like, Fallout 3, Fallout 4. I never played 76, but I've watched BC Zach play it, and he loves it now.
Did you ever play the Atlantic City and New Vegas ones?
Oh, yeah, New Vegas. I played that, too. Yeah, loved that, too. Although it was a little bland, but I still love to play it. But I still go back and play Fallout 4 now. You know, I just love that game. It's great.
It's one of those games, dude. It's like Elder Scrolls. Like, it's just one of those games you can go back to play.
Next up, NECA. So the pre-orders are in now for Donatello's lab, which is $2.99. And you get all the cartoon setups, all his like fucking science equipment and shit like that. You know, and it can connect to the turtle layer and all that shit.
That's $300?
Yes. Dude, where's our money fucking going nowadays? What are they know
they're tripping, bro.
The hardcore people are gonna buy it and everyone else is gonna be like, fuck you. I can't resell this shit.
$300, dude. Like, does it even have like a actual layer background and shit to put it on, or is it just the equipment? Like, I could have swore I just seen the equipment. Then it had like the transporter, and you could switch the picture. Like, other than that, like,
I don't even think this is the one with the transporter. I'm not even sure.
That's even worse.
I didn't see the transporter, and it's just a bunch of stupid machines, like old school computer screens and shit.
Stupid, bro.
$300.
Yeah.
I mean, NECAs are now like fucking $40
average. Plastic with stickers on them, basically.
Yeah. Like, McFarlane's selling that as a playset for his Batman 66 for like $20, and it's the whole goddamn Batcave.
And it's just cardboard. That's all you need.
Yeah. Cardboard and some plastic accessorized.
Right. That's it. That's all people need. Because you know we're just going to throw it in a box or throw it away. We don't need this $300 setup Dude, that's
ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That price is ridiculous, bro.
And they just fucking print them all. Like, dude, that's crazy. But also with NECA, like, they have, like, you know, the Walmart Collector Con happening, which I'm pissed about because Walmart is fucked up. Like, every Walmart, like, they only certain Walmarts receive shit nowadays, you know, and then their online is very fucking terrible. So, but yeah, they're going to get War Duke in, like, a more scantily clad shit in a bubble package, which is, you know, the D&D shit. Ghostface Inferno, which it's the same Ghostface we all have, or the New York one, but this time he comes with a silver mask. Oh, my God. Because you can't paint it silver yourself.
So instead of a rainbow mask, he's got a silver mask.
Yes, but it's called amazing. Ghostface Inferno. All right.
Fucking amazing.
And also Mirage Casey Jones. A different looking one, I guess, you know, whatever. But
the one they need to do, if they're going to do a Casey Jones, is they need to do a body count from that one Little Turtle miniseries that was by, like, Keith Geffen.
I thought they did, or were going to. I thought they showed it off at, like,
Best Action did.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Which, First Actions are, like, 5-inch figures and not good at all. But also, they showed, like, a baggie of figures, and if you zoomed in, you can see, like, the snout of the Sketch Turtles. So, NECA's doing the Sketch Turtles, too, like we talked about.
Everybody's earlier. Doing fucking Sketch Turtles. Like, Kevin Eastman was like, well, fuck it. I need another cash grab.
I wish they would do that Ninja Turtle Power Ranger crossover that me and Unworthy just read. Well, not just read, that was like last year, but there's a Casey Jones, an evil Casey Jones in that comic.
But Hasbro did it.
Hasbro. No, wait, is this the Playmates second part?
Or the second part? One. I know the first one.
Yeah, I read the first one, But I mean,
well, yeah, Hasbro did the first one with the Shredder, the Green Ranger Shredder and shit.
Yeah.
I you know, look, all I care about is Bulk and Skull for Power Rangers. That's it.
Right? That's it.
That's it. And I don't even want the Power Ranger versions of them that were in the comics.
Just want them as peoples.
Yeah. And we know Super 7 is supposed to be making them, but, like, I have not heard anything else about it.
The only one I seen up for pre-order on fucking, like, Amazon was fucking Skull.
Huh.
I'm like, where the fuck is Bolt?
Next up. What's his fucking... Mad Hatter Reviews. If you guys know this guy, he's a big toy collector, YouTuber. Mad Hatter Reviews. I don't really watch his YouTube stuff, but I do know of him. So
I forgot the name.
He created like a He-Man-esque character called Flip Or, and he's a toy flipper. Instead of, like, you know, it's not named Scalp Or, you know, which probably would have been more clever, but I think there's reasons behind why he didn't name him Scalp Or. But anyways, like, he has like a whole Kickstarter, and he kind of looks like the figure is a He-Man-esque figure. It's got an action where he's got a glove and he can flip figures like quickly. He comes with like kind of like a hoodie and sunglasses. He looks like the Unabomber. And if you get in early, like right now, actually by the time this episode airs, you can't get in. You can still buy the figures, but he has the flipping the bird hands, you know, like middle fingers type shit. It's pretty dope. So I did get in on it just because, like, you know, I support other toy communities and people making their first figure ever. So I support that, you know, and it's like was like $49 for a figure and you get all the, like, the accoutrements with it. But he has, like, you know, different bots and bad guys, and he has gold versions, glow in the dark version of Flip-Or and stuff. Pretty cool, though. Like, and dude, he surpassed 100,000. 100,000, man. Dude, that's way more than Hasbro, than, like, dude, anyone's ever done.
It's that Motu shit, dude. That's like a community thing. We talk so much shit about it, but Cobra knows what's up because he's a Motu guy.
Absolutely.
Like, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, besides the Motu figures that we're getting at Target and shit, the other ones that would be good are the fucking Mondo joints.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't flip those.
Well, who gives a fuck about flipping them?
Dude, he's
a personal collector now.
I'm not a scalper, I'm a flipper.
Personal collection.
Anyways, next up, Masters of the Universe. So, Instead of Revelations being sold in stores or at Target, and then it gets discounted, and you wait for that to buy your Motu Revelations, now they're selling them on Mattel Creations. So they picked one of my favorite characters, not Buzz Off, the other favorite character.
Elephant, right?
Snout Spout.
Yeah.
And they
put that motherfucker's tall, too.
Dude, he's fucking dope looking. He's always dope looking. And I love Snout Spout. Like, I think he, like, came around, like, the He-Man in space type of shit.
They're not going to have him squirt water, though, this time. Martha, didn't he squirt
water? Yeah, but the Motu is Mattel.
I said Mattel Creations, dude.
Oh, I thought you said Hasbro.
No.
Jeez, Cobra, you're like 2 segments ago. Come on now.
I'm high, bro.
I know so much.
But yeah, March 12th. So I don't know if I'm going to get Snout Spout. Like, he is one of my favorites. But I have so many figures in my fucking garage, butthole,
so many
whatever.
Figures.
Yeah,
but how many of those figures are your favorite?
Right.
So you said Snout Spout was your favorite.
Stop trying to sell me, dude.
You can't be that expensive.
It ain't.
You might as well just buy it because he comes in a cool box.
He's tall.
He's got articulated Snout Spout.
Hell yeah.
Water.
Cobra, if you buy multiple to sell at La Pulga or
you can sell him double price.
Like Flippor.
He's not going to buy it right now.
We'll call you Cobra Scalpor, and you know maybe you can like flip one to me. You know when I'm going randy after
double
drinking
price,
several
Cobra.
Claws.
Yeah. Double price it to him, Cobra, because you bought him, but and he slept on him.
He did sell me the fucking Mystique for like $30. So
that was the hard one to find because it's got the rogue head and everything.
Yeah, so I would have to hook him up as well. It's like eye for an eye. But
no, I sold you were cheaper than that, though.
No, you only gave it to me for $30, dude.
Yeah, $30. That's cheap.
Yeah. No, I fucking $20 would have been the shit.
That's half knock price.
$30 is cheap for that.
$20 is homeboy
price.
For that
Mystique? Yes, it is.
Where's your homeboy price at?
Dude, that was my homeboy price.
I
was selling it for $50.
I gave him the homeboy price last week.
Bro, I've given you shit just out of the goodness of my
heart. You gave him the homeboy two-piece last week. He knocked him out of his crock.
You know something, dude. Come Hood Mania, I'm going to put a Mystique in the middle of the fucking ring, and I'm going to elbow drop that bitch into submission to show you what you're dealing with, Cobra Dad. You piece of fucking mark. You're a piece of beardy, oil, glassy-wearing, high-flying, no-good snitch. Yeah.
Here's the deal, people. The loudest in the room is always the bitchest in the room.
You can't say
and as you can tell, he's the loudest in the room.
Well, I mean, if I lost twice on video that was posted online, I think, you know, I would feel a little bit, you know, shortcomed of my life. You know, when I got knocked out of my Crocs and I looked like Uncle Fester, like, you know, and then stuffed in a bush.
Bro,
like,
I will
you can't walk away from that over on Ike Way Road.
Yes,
man.
I
like,
can. I will explain it. I will explain everything on.
Yeah, let's save it for the after show.
On the after show. Because, look, Cobra, he's got lose face right now. Look, I'll let y'all know on the after show what actually happened. So,
I don't even like Cobra, and I could tell that he won.
Dude, that's such bullshit. Dude, nah.
Look, he's getting his fork ready for fucking...
Not any of the bouts.
Mania.
I'll tell you. But next up, Hiya Toys and Godzilla Evolved. But the new America Pink version. So he's got the pink fucking, you know, scales on his back. And, you know, it's a 7-inch figure. Hiya Toys is going big on, like, the whole kaiju and monsters and shit
dude,
like that.
Dude, fucking Ginnera is fucking huge.
Dude, like, dope as fuck, man. And I'll tell you, I want to buy a lot of these because of my recent acquisitions, and then I'll get to that later. But
did you buy a kaiju?
Kind of. Not an expensive one. But, you know, but look, Godzilla, the Evolved with the pink version where he can run, you know, like a dude in a costume. We all seen that clip. For only $51, okay, for a 7-inch figure. Not bad for Hiya Toys, you know, and we don't know if Hiya Toys 7-inch stuff is going to be good. Their monsters are pretty good. I don't know any.
I mean, fucking Toy Addict, he's got a few of the higher ones. They fucking are legit.
Next up, Hot Toys. So they showed off their Star Wars from the Ahsoka show, Shin Hattie, or
Shin Hat.
Yeah, Shit Hat. Shit Hat. Shit Hat, giant word. You know, she's fucking hot, dude. Shit Hat. I fucked the shit out of her wearing a fucking hat. That's what her name is.
Shit Hat.
And also Dead Man Balin Skull. So he cannot continue his story because he's fucking dead. He was cool, though. As like a fallen Jedi, that's pretty cool. You know, and then Shit Hat. She's pretty hot.
He was one of the younglings.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Good story writing there. I like
it. He got away from Annie.
Yeah.
He did somehow.
Yeah.
He went and took a piss when
he felt a disturbance in the young force, so he dipped off right quick. He was like, you know what? I'm going to go get a Slurpee. It's bring your own cup day, and I got to fucking help.
Master Skywalker, I was in the loo.
And then he gets older, like he's like in his like, you know, teenage to 20s, and then he finds an apprentice. He's like, yes, and your name will be Shit Hat.
Young Padawan.
We will butcher your blonde hair to look like a mop.
There I was watching Young Padme's OnlyFans page in the bathroom.
I don't like sand.
I heard a loud noise and a scream and a zzzz. Little did I know when I got back, all my youngling friends would be murdered.
And then I thought, shit, I have to run. Shit, that's a great name.
Then that motherfucker Obi-Wan showed up and said, oh, hello there.
Hello there.
I need a little boy to take through the galaxy. Come with me.
Hello there. I'm a Jedi who did not die.
It was more like this. After it was over, I forgot my hat. And I said, shit. And Master Yoda repeated it. Shit hat.
Shit hat. Hat you must shit on. Yes, please.
Of course.
Yeah, but like, yeah, it's the normal Hot Toys with the light up sabers. They look cool, you know.
I want to see one of these light up sabers in person because they just seem like a cool idea. Is it connected to the arm? Or is it like
No. You would think the technology gets better nowadays.
What is the fucking size of the battery that would go in a fucking Hot Toy lightsaber? I have enough problems with Mezco batteries, dude. Like, what the fuck?
I've seen a dude online selling, like, 6-inch scale lightsabers that light up.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes. He's online, he's building them himself, and he will not give away his secret. There's certain people in the comments. I looked at the comments of him selling shit, and the comments will be like, I know the technology you're using, or like, I know how you did it. But they say, I'm not going to say. And he's like, thanks for not putting it out there. Eventually, someone's going to know. Come on.
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is buy one and reverse engineer it.
Which I've done relentlessly on people's shit.
And then you make your own. And then you sell them for a better price than he does. And you steal his business.
And then you attach it to your hat.
And then like people
and you say, shit.
And then the original creator, like, you're a fucking shit hat, dude. You fucking stole my shit, and now you're selling it for $30 cheaper, you shit hat. Whoa, this is like Harry Potter. The hat chooses, you know, whatever.
The shit chooses the hats.
I was in Hogwarts one day, and the bloody hat told me, shit, I'm a hat.
Harry, you can't just wear a shit on your hat.
Is that shit on your hat, mate?
Are you worried about the shit on your hat when there's a flying fucking car and an invisible train, Harry?
And your mother is a bloody muggle.
Muggle blood.
Mudblood.
Yeah. Oh.
Mudblood.
What's a muggle then?
A muggle is the same as a mudblood.
Oh, they need to stop it with this slang shit.
Whoa, what did you just call me, bro?
Slang shit.
A what blood?
I said you're a Slytherin. Slytherin this dick house.
Oh.
Oh.
I know I...
Well, my name is... But have you ever heard about Micho?
Micho, not my Crocs on the ground.
Micho Rizzo! I... Wait!
Hey, mucho chorizo. I love it. Breakfast. I quit. You can only find that burrito stand that serves delicious American breakfast burritos with chorizo and hash browns. Harsh browns?
Harsh browns.
Maybe horseradish.
Can I get some ketchup? Can I get some ketchup?
Fuck the ketchup. You gotta put some goddamn mayonnaise on
it. Ketchup for all these harsh browns you keep giving me, man. Fuck it. Let's go to WWE. So, continuing with Walmart Collector Con, those pieces of fuck, the new Ultimate Editions.
I don't think I've ever seen a Walmart Collector Con ever in a store.
Nobody gives a fuck. That's never. Why. And Walmart's like, fuck you. Nobody's getting this shit except
Probably in the back room buried with the Snoop hoops.
Well, no, you can also order them online. Right. As part of their collector con. Go online. Have fun.
They did the homie Snoop dirty.
Yeah, they put his shit in the... All it is, dude, so I bought a box of these Snoop hoops.
Snoop
hoops? All it is that bag, the generic bag Fruit Loops, and it's put in a box, and it's called Snoop hoops. It's no Love better it. Than rap snacks.
I'm in.
Yeah.
It'll be in the dollar store, dude, very soon.
I've been buying rap snacks from Sam's Club. Those chips are delicious, man. They have extra powder on them. Like,
yo, if you want to blow your mind with cereal, everybody loves Fruit Loops. Everybody loves Trix. Everybody loves Peanut Butter Crunch. You know the classics, right?
Sure.
Cocoa Krispies. Bro, the new shit is, it's dumb fire. Cinnamon Toast Crunch Tres Leches.
Oh, I haven't seen that one out yet.
Woo!
I don't know. I got to stick with the original. I don't like anything on top of my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No,
that shit is already a gem. Fuck
Leche. It has a nice taste, but it's still cinnamon. Bro, just give it a try, bro. Nah. It is fire.
You know the one thing I never learned about Cinnamon Toast Crunch? You know how they got Cocoa Pebbles and Cocoa Crust? Turn the milk chocolate. Why doesn't Cinnamon Toast Crunch say turn the milk horchata?
See? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Why don't
they? And then the other one that's good is the loaded fucking Cocoa Puffs. But the thing is, you can't let it sit in the cereal. You got it in the milk. You got to eat it right away.
But yeah, like a lot of cereals. I just stick to my Fruity Pebbles. I love fucking Fruity Pebbles. I love it on ice cream. This shit's fucking delicious. Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles is shit. Yeah.
It is. Fuck Cocoa Pebbles. Y'all can fuck off.
I like Life cereal. I'm boring.
What's that fucking crazy fucking hairy gremlin thing? And he was after like the fucking cereal. Like every cereal mascot, they just love cereal. But what was that furry fucking thing?
The Kooky Crisp thing?
No, not Kooky Crisp. The furry guy. And he was like, he was after the fucking cereal. Sugar Smacks? No, that's the frog. No.
There's the bear that's like Sugar Smacks.
What hairy dude?
He was like, maybe he was like a sparkle or hairy.
Is it a Halloween cereal?
And no, he would like invade the kids' clubhouse looking for Sugar Smacks or some shit.
I don't think he was invading the clubhouse. I didn't think he was looking for a different kind of Sugar
Smacks. I remember I see this commercial constantly watching X-Men. So I don't fucking know. Dude, he was crazy, dude. And that cereal sucked. That's my mention, though. It wasn't Apple Jacks. Because Apple Jacks, the parents hate you.
Fucking suck, dude.
Parents hate Apple Jacks. That's all I know.
They're just. I love Apple Jacks, though.
No, but parents, what are you doing? What are you doing in your fucking room? Are you jerking off? Nah, I'm just eating Apple Jacks. Are you watching porn? Yes, but I'm also eating Apple Jacks.
When I shoot heroin, I just say I'm eating Golden Smacks.
Golden Smacks. That's it. That's it. I think that's it. Golden Grahams. Golden Smacks. No, it's one of those. Something.
Golden Grahams is the one, the graham crackers.
Right.
That's all the good food.
That's, yeah. Okay. Let's get back to WWE.
There's a podcast, dude.
So for the Ultimate Editions, they showed off a Ultimate Mankind with a cloth shirt, cloth tie. Dope as fuck, dude. I love it.
I have to get it, dude. Like
my dude. I just remember. Honeycomb.
That's the bear, right?
No, yeah, you honeycomb. That's, fuck that dude.
That's that styrofoam tasting fucking honey cereal.
Honeycomb that's was the dude. Worst that's, shit of all time.
That's the commercial.
Yes. Honeycomb is the worst shit of all time. Honeycomb. I hated
Danny
that cereal.
Stale the next day. As soon as you open that box, it's stale.
Fuck you, honeycomb.
Yeah, it's only good right. You gotta eat it right away. Yeah. Pops is better than honeycomb.
Dude, I'll eat some Pops. I don't care. Like, every once in a while, like, all the cool kids eat Pops, according to the commercial. The older kids, like, show the younger kids how to eat Pops. Kind of like drugs. You just pass it down.
Right. Yeah, you're like, just eat it one time. You'll like it.
Look, you have to spin it, you know, when you smoke it.
Yeah. And don't hold the lighter too close to it.
Right. I made that mistake.
Utilizations.
Bringing it back. Take a love hit. It.
Blow out a cloud. It's a nice, you staying up all night event. Love when you think numb. There's someone in the bushes and you stare through the window.
Take apart your TV and be a part of your own imagination because you have no stimulation to watch.
When you think there's something on your shoulder and you start to pick at it.
Like those dudes.
Kind of like a fertilization. Rolling twine. Getting high with a can of bags.
When you hit it twice in a row and your homie starts bitching, you hit it too many times and not past it.
But don't fret, just look out the mini blinds and look to see who's not watching you, because there's nobody there, but they might be there if you smoke again.
When you see Brittany on the couch, you know she wants a little methylation. It's not rape, she's just high. So just keep on twirling. I
love it's all right.
I got. When you're in a hotel, you take your shoes off and your socks turn black with one, two steps on the carpet. You're in the right place. You think someone's out front, so you keep looking through the blinds all night, kid.
Don't go to sleep. No
shower. You're gonna just think that it's steam blowing.
Hey, meth head. I pressed every button except for this one.
Your mom is asking you why you're sweating, but you're sitting there.
But one last meth button to push, though.
You stole fizzy lifting brain drugs.
You stole my fucking recycling cans.
Pino della Cotta.
$15. You stole my $20 scratcher.
Grandpa Joe was right. He's like, you're an inhuman monster. You're a drug addict. You're a smut peddler. I know you. I'm Grandpa Joe. I only lied about being in bedridden.
Have you ever put some crank on the foil before it was crystal meth? You take a straw, you like that shit, and you chase the dragon.
I've got a golden meth pipe.
Melting up, you're like, oh, fuck. It looks like a shriveled foreskin after it just got cut.
Hurry, Chili. Wash your shoes. Wax your hair. Smoke the meth pipe. Look, we got to get going. Yeah, look, let's continue with WWE. Let's get through the fucking news and not the meth Wonka adventures. Because...
congratulations.
Willy Meth Monka. He's great. He stays up all night configuring how to kill children.
Because he's up thinking, man. What can you say?
Right. That's why.
All right. Let's finish
this
but he's
wrestling. The calmest dude. He's like, don't stop. Come back.
What's coming out with WWE? Because it's clearly not Crystal Meth.
So
right?
The
what's
other meth? One of the Ultimate Edition that's a Walmart Collector Con exclusive is the WCW Eddie Guerrero, which they fixed his chest sculpt and stuff. It's dope as shit, man.
Yeah.
Fucking fire this Eddie Guerrero, man.
I forgot what his shirt says because he's got a different. She's got soft good shirt, but it says some. I forgot what the catchphrase was now.
Yeah, I forgot what it was, but yeah, it's dope. Anyways, we'll never get it, so say goodbye.
They should have made it Dominic, I'm your poppy shirt, dude. That's the Eddie we want.
But also, so Ringside got a whole exclusive wave of kind of figures that people want. And so these are figures that are worth money, and now they're not. So they're bringing back the Dudleys.
Oh, the Vault.
Yeah, the Vault. So they have double arm articulation, updated fucking shit. So, yeah, the Dudleys, Undertaker with the bat wings, DX when they're in their shitty poopy fart where they didn't swear
enough. I'm confused about the Dudleys because those motherfuckers go for like $100 each now, man.
I have the Dudleys, but I'm still buying these also because I want the updated arms. Also, Ultimate Warrior, who gives a fuck? And Hardcore Kane. This one was so, like, I have this figure from Ringside Exclusive. But it was like $200, man. It's going for that.
Hardcore Kane.
He's got like they never made this. They only made this figure once, where he's got like the sweat like porous suit, and he won the Hardcore title, and he comes with the Hardcore title. They haven't made the Hardcore title in a long fucking time. So this figure, yeah, dude. If you need to get Hardcore Kane. They don't make this Kane anymore. You know?
I mean, the only Kane I have is one of the elite ones, but he just seems small to me. So I do need another Kane.
The Ultimate Kane is probably the best. It has the best head sculpts.
That one has all of them, right? Like bald head, fucked up makeup.
No. Ultimate Kane only. It's only old Kane. So it has like hair slicked back, hair down the sides, and he's got all the hands and stuff. It's a dope Kane. He even has like the voice box shit, you know, which yeah. But that's the dopest Kane for me. Yeah, I think that's it for the fucking news. Let's get to recent acquisitions before we talk about Cobra losing on the after show. So get on that page.
So what you're saying
is... You just ruined it, asshole.
So what you're saying is...
I didn't ruin nothing. Are you saying you lost?
So what you're saying is it's like the build to like the main pay-per-view where like the guy that loses wins all the way up until the pay-per-view?
Pretty much.
We'll see.
Just like Cody, dude. Is Cobra going to finish this story?
Maybe we got... to
finish the story.
Nah.
Nachito, am I going to win, bro?
Recent acquisitions. 3. Buy a nigga discount, girl. You gonna give it to me. Walmart employee, Target team member. Give me that shit. Give me your phone number. Call me later when it's in stock, yo. We got that Casey Raff 2-pack. Gonna sell it to you out the motherfucking bag. Cause you hood cast for life. Gonna be there. Gonna take it real time. Recent acquisition, what we picked up this week. Yo, Cobra, I know you didn't pick up any championship belts or won any fights recently. Not alluding to anything. Not even like, you know, maybe playing a video game and winning, because you're just not a winner, man. People spit on you. If you listen to the Patreon, you would know what I'm talking about. So get on that Patreon. What'd you pick up this week, dude?
I got the on-card Black Storm.
Okay, dope.
This one. Because I have the 97 one that comes in a new wave with the little mohawk.
Yeah.
But when I went over by Tommy's shop, because I go Tommy by a toys. Shop on my route. Oh, yeah, man, and he picked... I got to give him props, man. Like, he's keeping an eye out for me, and every time he comes across something... He lets me know he has it. He shows me, and I get a really fucking reasonable deal, man.
That's cool. I still have the white store.
And I ain't got to go to the pool guy, you know, because I just go to his shop on Wednesdays.
I've been missing La Pulga's because it's been raining constantly on Sundays.
How is the shop, dude? How much more shit is in there?
Dude, it's packed to the brim.
It's hard to walk in that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's packed to the brim, bro.
That's so much stuff, dude. It's hard to go through it all.
Mikey, would you pick up?
I picked up Jake Paul.
You got Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Or you mean Logan Paul?
Logan Paul, yeah.
Yeah, Logan Paul. Logan Paul. You got the new release with like the Prime bottle. I've been looking for that, man. I really want that. And also,
I only bought it for the Prime bottle.
I'm actually looking forward to Jake Paul versus Tyson, man. I think,
dude, Tyson's gonna be cool until he's not cool.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, did you see
just snap?
Yeah. Well, did you see Tyson versus Sugar Shane Mosley?
No. Yes. No, yes.
I watched the newer, the more recent one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
I mean, was it Sugar Shane Mosley? No, it wasn't Sugar Shane Mosley, bro. I'm tripping.
It wasn't Sugar Shane. No.
Fuck. Oh, who am I thinking of? The other fucking guy, the other boxer. He just fought another boxer that was fucking
Roy Jones.
Roy Jones Jr.
Okay.
Bro, he ate him up.
Yeah.
Dude, he's
and was holding back, right?
Dude, he's like 66 or something.
But still,
he's gonna snap.
He's not gonna snap because he's not that old Tyson. But he's gonna hold back. Oh. They're gonna get the money.
He gets one snuck punch, dude, from Jake Paul.
How many rounds is this going?
This motherfucker, and it's
I don't
going,
know, but I hope Tyson drops his ass.
Nobody be done in one.
Nobody has been able to give it to Jake Paul though. Nobody has yet. And like, I know some of the fights are fixed and fake, but still, I like boxing to be, you know, good and on the forefront and real. I know a lot of it's fixed, but that makes me like it better. You know, actually, it does. Yeah. So I still look forward to those prize fights like that. You know,
it's going
to
be on Netflix too, so everybody can see it.
Netflix is starting their live shit, so that's fucking cool. Like, well, dude, we gotta have a party or something, you know?
Yeah, and then in 10 years from now, you're gonna have to get a Netflix chip in your brain to watch Netflix.
I already got it.
You can't share that shit.
Yo, so I picked up from 5K Toys. They had a deal on the V Toys King Arthur. That's the one with the elaborate armor and stuff. And he kind of looks like a Viking head, you know? Like, he looks like that Ragnar Lothbrok from the fucking show. But I like it how ornate the armor is. And then, like, they don't give you, like, an extra head with a sculpted, like, armor helmet. It's an actual helmet that fits over his fucking head so you can hold it in his hand. I like that, dude. Like, it's like an accessory. So, very cool.
Did he come with the throne?
No, I didn't get the throne. You have to pay for the throne separately. Okay. I don't need a fucking throne, man.
Like, yeah, the other guy I got was the Desperado from fucking Storm Collectibles.
That's cool.
Dope-ass figure.
I did get also. It's going to be here tomorrow, but I ordered the Ultraman Mezco because
only like $60.
Yeah, dude, it comes with like the buildings and everything. And like, you know, I watched Godzilla and all that shit when I was a kid, and Ultraman was there.
Ultraman is a shit, dog.
Yeah. So I want to do a whole display, like, and like I bought some like the $20 Bandai stuff, like Gamora, the big ass turtle, and he's making the stupid face. And even like I bought a $20 version of Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla was always my favorite, especially when he got all the fucking guns on his shoulder and shit. That was fucking dope. So. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys remember Godzilla versus Bambi?
Yes.
The cartoon. The little animated thing where he just stomps it.
Yeah. Yep.
You want to hear something funny? So, I was acting like this was in elementary school, and I was acting like I was Godzilla knowledge king, right? And I had some on the VHS or whatever, and I was flexing like whoop whoop whoop, and I was like, as a matter of
like
fact,
like you do
tonight,
on the show.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, as a matter of fact, tonight, it's back to back they were going to play Godzilla plus Godzilla versus Bambi, right? And then all my friends is like, nah, ain't no such thing as that.
That's just
right?
Like, it's fucking 2 seconds long, yeah, dude. It's a 2 second right. spot.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, you guys are tripping. There's a monster. It's the Bambi joint. I seen it. I got it on tape. I've seen it 100 times. It's fire. Bambi does this.
There ain't no thumper, but there is a thump.
Yeah, I was funny, right? And then, so I went home. I watched the joint. I've never seen that Bambi Godzilla ever. I was fronting hard.
What, you never seen it?
No, I was fronting hard like I knew.
And then
it happened. Skablow, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no! This shit.
It's a lot longer than I thought. It's like 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Holy shit. What is Bambi doing?
Bambi's just hanging out in the meadow.
Yeah.
It was so nice and lovely.
Cover's waiting for it, dude.
I love it.
He's like a kid again, dude. Look in the. It's not a video podcast, but Cover's a fucking kid again right
Cobra's
now.
Cobra's trying to front.
Like I always do. Anyway.
Look, every time we talk, it cuts out the music on recording. So let's just hear the thump.
God damn, how long? Oh, there it was.
There it was. And we didn't hear the thump. Oh, you killed us. Wait, we got no finale. What the fuck are you doing, Mike TV?
It's called, man, I just let you a blue balls because fuck the finish.
Because the finish will be at Hoodmania. Hoodmania 24.
The point of my story was when I seen that, I knew if anybody actually stayed up and watched, they would have known I was lying all day at school.
Right.
I started crying, bro, like, oh, bro, I'm going to get my ass kicked at school tomorrow. And then the next day, nobody said shit because nobody gave a fuck about Godzilla but me.
Right.
Dude, you tried to fake the funk on shit you didn't know. But you knew something of it, right?
No, I knew. It was tonight. That night, they're going to play Godzilla, and then it was Godzilla versus Bambi afterwards. And I was like, I was fronting like, yo, this is going to be a back-to-back movie tonight.
Was it like some like old school horror person, like, you know, Elvira or something like that, showing it, you know?
No, it was on Channel 44.
The only time I ever seen it was on Hardware Wars. That shit, when it came out, it was on the opening of Hardware Wars. It was like preview for coming attraction. And then it was that's when I saw it for the first time.
It's like a black and white cartoon, right?
It's literally a sketch, like basically a sketch.
Yeah, sketch, and then it's all splat.
I don't know who actually made that, but I had it on a VHS tape too. Like, but I didn't know like where it came from or who had it. Like, I just always loved it though, because I loved Godzilla movies, you know, and shit. All right.
Me too.
Let's get to the listener segment coming up with the gang. Wir kommen nass mit der Gang, 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 nass mit der Gang, wir kommen nass mit der Gang, wir kommen nass mit der Gang, wir kommen nass mit der Gang. Is what they do worthwhile? Are you rocking in your car?
Come on, man.
You know you should be.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
If you're listening to your early morning drive, you're like, coming up with the gang. Come on, you need to...
It bangs hard in the whip.
It bangs hard in the whip. Oh, no, I can't be with you because we're wrestling at Hoodmania. look, if you want
to...
Well,
you're going to ride in the same whip together to the hospital because it's just going to be riding one ambulance.
It's because of ambulance.
Because we'll both be with.
You're both going to have fucking heart attacks and strokes and shit. And the next podcast is going to be me here.
Look.
And then you're both going to be talking out the side of your face
Mike
like
TV,
JR. Like,
do not give away our finish. Do not give away our finish.
Yeah.
it's not a finish.
My next time I'm on the Weekly Habit, I'll be sound like, what's the homeboy? I'll be like
JR, dude. You'll be talking out the side of your face.
Or I'll be like,
Robert Knopper.
Yes. This is the Weekly Habit. This is Wednesday, the Weekly Habit.
So you're going to have one dead hand because you just had a stroke. So you're going to try to hold up the comic book in the one dead hand.
And then the one hand I have until it's shaking and shit.
It's kind of just saying like this, like if you're holding up a comic book in Weekly Habit.
Hey.
He's
Hey,
and then,
but you know what?
I'd still be good at jerking off. My son to go to the LCS for me today, and he picked up the wrong fucking Batman comic.
So, Alan's going to be on the soundboard like this, and he's going to be clicking all sorts of other fucking buttons and levels.
No, he's got the shakies. I don't got the shakies. I just got broken legs and shit.
Oh, you're both going to have stroke. You're both going to be dead on the same arm.
Nah, I'll still be able to talk. I'll just be in a wheelchair. But Cobra, I'll have to, like, you know, get rid of him on the show because we can't have that kind of, like, Michael J. Fox attitude on the show.
It's the All Shaky Podcast. We're known as Shakecast AF. If you had a stroke, you're listening.
Winner of the match quits the show. Like, back in the day in wrestling, they quit being a wrestler.
I mean, we obviously can't do a hair versus hair match. Because I'm bald and you're shaving, kind of. You're trying to grow back. But we can put some wagers on it between you and I. Yes. Absolutely. Okay. And then the fans could put wagers and also win awards, like which are action figures. And those will be announced pretty soon.
Excellent.
The Road to Hood Mania is real. And it is live happening now. You can also
start tonight,
You can wager your bets by going on hoodcastaf.com and hitting that side button on the right side of the screen for your the voicemail. And we will play it on the show. You can ask questions, you can be a character, you can place your bet on who's going to win Hood Mania.
If you are a hospice or if you are a hospice provider. There's going to be two gentlemen that will
we need a spot. We need a hospice by a sponsor, change, bro.
Sponsored by Mellow Green Catheter.
Hospice costs money, fool, and you can't afford it. Maybe my family can. I don't know. I don't want to ever be in hospice. Just kill me, dude. I don't want to like someone wiping my ass, or I don't want to see none of that.
You're gonna wipe your ass.
Put me in hospice, bro. And I want to tell you why. They give you the good drugs, bro. They're gonna give you a high fuck. Yeah,
a lot of suckers.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I get hospice now?
That's all.
Well, come Hood Mania. Hospice.
I'm trying to be high as fuck. Yo, give me some straight heroin. Give me some morphine in my drip. Let me have the little button. And just come visit, and I'll be like, I
dude, eventually the button stops working because I'm elbow dropping you while you're in your fucking bed, dude. Macho Man, Randy Savage status, jumping off the cage onto hospice.
Don't worry, Cobra. He'll be laying on the floor there saying, oh, my hip, I can't get up. Talking out the side of his face because he had a stroke and now he just blew out his hip.
Well, shit, this is why you need to join the Patreon because you're going to get all the inside to everything. But if you want to leave a message, go to hoodcastaf.com and leave that voice message. On the right side of the screen, it says voice message. So the first call, we haven't heard from Din Desjardins, the Canadian bounty hunter. Yeah, right. In a while. So let's hear from him.
Bonjour, it's me, Din Desjardins, Canadian bounty hunter extraordinaire. I hope all you fellows are doing good today. It's been a long time since I come across a bounty on any one of you fuckers.
Yes, it has.
Michael, you are still fucking not allowed in Cacique, and that fucking little Wookiee boy is still not walking right. I think it's only right you go and make good by that guy there, and you give him some money or something, because you fucked that kid up good. But anyways, I digress. What I'm calling you guys about today is this cocksucker that I got about 15 people calling me for him. So the bounty, c'est bon, she's huge, my friend. This guy has stunned the man, 100 grand in the hand there.
I know him.
That guy, you know him. I know he been on the show. I hear him a couple times. He brag about the Mezco and shit like that there. But
he's bullshit.
Apparently, he piss off a lot of wrong people because the bounty on this motherfucker, it's high. I'm telling you right now, it's in the fucking, it's almost six figures. Or as the Todd Father would say, six figure.
figures.
Very good. Yeah, so anybody out there that know how to get a hold of this fucking Stan the Man cocksucker, you let me know, because Tabarnak, I'll split the bounty with you there, and we all get fucking filthy rich on Imperial credit, huh?
Yeah.
Good fucking journey.
Good journey. You look, I wouldn't be surprised at Hood Mania if Din Desjardins took out a bounty on one of us. That would be crazy, right?
I don't know why.
No, I don't know. He's just looking for money, dude. Like, you know how bounty hunters rule. Dog the bounty hunter, man. He'll preach you God while you're in his van. And then
go with Christ, bro.
Yes, bro. You can't do it. You need a cigarette, bro.
Go with Christ, bro.
You know, we just smoked a carton of cigarettes, bro. I'm going to walk you in here. I'll give you one more cigarette. Where you get in there?
Like, I didn't look, shit, man. Wife. She's like, ah, bah, 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 bah. I'm just a bitch.
No, we can't talk that about. We
I'm
can't talk
a bunch about of boobies.
Big titty Beth. She passed away.
Oh yeah, she did. Okay. Well, yeah, but she dead.
I always thought Dog was originally a Chuck Norris fucking stunt double.
Whoa. Chuck Norris memes would be really mad at you for that.
Well,
look,
Dog brother. Dog brother coming after you, brother.
Look, Brad, I'm from Colorado, Brad, but I talk like a stereotypical Hawaiian, bro.
I only hire my friends, bro. I mean, my sons. Yeah.
Look, fam, go with Christ, yeah.
You got to pray. You know, I'm going to pray with you right now. You want to pray with me? Look,
all
right.
I hire all my sons, and we wear the armor outside of our clothes. Just so you know,
Lord and Father, watch over Cobra Dad and Jonathan Fallon as they proceed into Hood Mania.
And we buy skiing glasses. Some people call them NASCAR glasses.
Jay and Batman walk into the Valley of Death. We will fear no injury, for we are blessed among the jelly that protects our organs.
Bro, you need a cigarette, bro. You want an ice cream bar? What do you want? Ice cream sandwich?
That's what's happening. You're both going to have strokes. You're just both going to be smoking cigarettes while you're laying there for the ambulance. And you're going to be like, dude, I already had a stroke. What's the worst that can happen?
Hello?
Why are you sitting in the dark?
Because I'm on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
He is in a world of pilotualizations.
Hey, you know lights about the myth about Willy Wonka. Light the world with that spark of all I see.
Let's ask the pig wife now. Who won that fight on Saturday?
Who won the fight on Saturday between me and Cobra?
Oh, God.
No, this is just her speculation. This is speculation. Hear it on the after show. Join the Patreon. But this is just some...
Wait, is this speculation or you want the actual truth? Because I was there.
Well, the truth is Cobra won.
We don't know that. That's all the video you saw.
I saw two rounds. You said there was a third round, but there's no video evidence of it.
Every round, I'm not going to say it.
Well, how can I speculate if I know what actually happened?
No, just say
say
the lead up to everything and why you stopped filming.
Well, I stopped filming because it was fucking cold and raining outside. And so I said, I'm going inside.
And the grass was slippery.
And the grass was, yeah. And so then when Cobra said, I want to go again. I said, I'm not fucking going outside. I'm not filming it. Go ahead and do it,
so
but I'm not going
multiple
outside.
Multiple rounds were not filmed is what you said, right?
Yes. I didn't film the very last round and I stopped filming on the one round because it was fucking cold and raining. So I stopped filming before the end of the one and I didn't film the very last one. That's exactly what happened. Jonathan is extremely butthurt that a lot of stuff did not make it on film. Jonathan won. I'm very sorry.
Jonathan lost. Cobra won.
No.
Why did she have to say sorry?
Bro, you have no idea. This was a good bout. I mean, look.
I know what I saw on video. I know what I saw on video.
And you didn't
and all that time
didn't see.
Being,
I also just want to say that these old ass overweight men should not be rolling around in the mud in the rain,
we're gonna have stroke.
Shirtless, because Jonathan walked away with a twisted gonna have ankle.
I was not shirtless. I put strokes, on my raincoat.
This is what's going to happen. Like, Hoodcast is going to have to be recorded from convalescent home. You know, I'll be here in Texas. I'll be in convalescence.
All right.
Tap you up and putting in prunes.
Look, Mike.
Keep your bowel movements regular.
You are just... all you saw was the video. You did not...
Of Cobra winning twice.
No, it wasn't twice.
I heard you crying like saying, ow, I'm in a bush.
I never said that. On the video, I never said that. Like, the
I heard it on the video. I heard, ow, I'm in a bush.
The ref, Funko Maniac Adam, broke it
he
up.
He broke
because
it up. Yeah, that was him. Yeah,
I did not break it up.
After somebody cried and said, ow, I'm in a bush. And
I
came out, hey, you guys are fucking up the bush.
I had slipped more and went about on the ground bush. In that video, and I was going for a leg or arm. Like, my ground game is on point, okay? I'm waiting
to gas out Cobra. Cobra had the leverage, even with his short stature.
He had no leverage. Cobra, no leverage.
Cobra took you out, dude. He took out. I'm sorry.
Dude, bro, no.
All that time of Cobra
listen to the after show, and you will know. All right, we got another call.
Hey, Cobra, he'd be holding your pocket on the yard.
Nah.
You can change for two Mrs. Freshleys and a cup of noodle.
I don't even know what that is, but like, you want a honey bun? Yeah, you ain't got no muscle, dude. That muscle gets gassed within 30 seconds. I already know. Let's see. Let's go. We got another call from Bingorella. Now, if you don't know the last episode, Bingo, he had a sex change. He became a girl so he could do girl boxing.
I don't remember that. Oh, yeah, that was on Widgets the last two episodes.
You were, yeah. You were. You were in a Star Wars fucking chamber going...
If it wasn't for Nitrous, I would have just mailed it in.
All right, so let's hear from Bingorella.
I get the troll. Buddy Bingo!
Hey, Bingo.
How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody's going really great. Oh, Bingo's got a joke for you. So this guy goes into the zoo and he's walking around and he sees a guy by the gorilla cage and the gorilla cage guy is really nervous. So he says, "Listen, I got a problem. Our gorilla is in heat, and we don't have any way for him to relieve himself because we don't have any female gorillas, and we're scared he's going to do something and get violent because he's all got all this energy pent up. Okay. Do you know anybody that would be willing to fucking take care of our gorilla for us for $5,000? Just go in there and fucking relieve him."
$5,000?
Oh. And the guy says, "No, I don't know. I think I'll probably do it, but I have three conditions. The first condition is no kisses. The second condition is nobody in my family can ever find out about it. And the third condition is I have to give me a couple of days to come up with the money."
Okay.
Yeah, because he didn't have the $5,000.
Yeah, he didn't have it.
All right, fellas, that's about it for today. I got big fight news coming next week. The contract is in the works.
Wait a minute. Is Bingo
fucking journey?
Is Bingo joining Hood Mania? Is Bingo gonna fight on Hood Mania? We don't know yet. This is all speculation. We are on the road to Hood Mania, so I don't know. What do you want? Ice cream cone? I don't fucking know. Like, look, celebrate with your fucking self. Because Hood Mania is real. Motherfuckers. Yeah. So what y'all think? Oh! Ice cream, man! Dude! Hold up! I gotta go get some ice cream. Hold on! Let me just fuck. Ah, fuck!
Of course, you're gonna fall out of
track. No, dude, I gotta find change or something. They don't take cards.
He's look at him, Mikey. Yeah. He's acting like he's gonna hurt himself trying to go to the ice cream truck so he can pull out of the fight.
Bullshit. bullshit. Yes. I'm ready, dude.
He's already acting like he's injured already.
I've been pumping iron, even though I got a hurt fucking ankle. It's healing, though. It's healing.
I got a hurt ankle.
This ain't no Cody Rhodes story, dude.
So bad. I slipped out of my Crocs in the grass.
My dad wasn't a plumber.
Look, I got some bruising. I got bruises. I'm not saying nothing.
Culver's sitting out there fucking up his old Maxes. Fucking up your Air Max 97s in the dirt and the mud with falling in his Look, Crocs.
Yeah.
You seen them?
I took my Crocs off, and then it got real.
Look at my work shoes, dog.
It looked like fucking Chewy Gomez versus fucking Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
And we are watching CMC.
And if you want to see this narration of the fight, go or the match, go check it out on IG, Cobra Dad.
This is our first bout.
Underscore, and you know.
Yeah, go on Instagram and also join Hoodcast chat on Instagram. Just ask Hoodcast to join Hoodcast chat. It's in there. We'll share it again. You know, the fight, look, it's two drunk dudes. But
yeah,
this is going to finalize in a big fucking match.
Climactic.
I just had a stroke. It's going to end in hospice. Cobra wants the stipulation, the loser quits the show. Man, that's a tricky stipulation.
We'll see if that sticks. We'll see.
And another one.
You know what? I don't know how the show's going to go if I have to quit.
Well, a lot quicker.
Just like when CM Punk came back to AEW and he gave out ice cream to everyone because he's a fucking chump. Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Call me Master P. I got and your point is?
You know what? I'm Master P because sometimes when I'm doing the podcast, I just pee in a claw clan.
Well, wait till the, if you really want to know, hit the after show and you'll find out.
Hit the after show. It's only $3 a month, man. And there's a lot more on there. So hit it up. A1 soda, ducking a task and trying to hide from the rollers. And hanging with truth. So this is my true click. We truth to this. Truth to the G-A-M-E fool.
This one even straight out of Richmond.
H-O-O-T-C-A-S-T.
This is a good shit.
What? None of the reunions were fucking this year.
H-O-O-E-T-A-S-T. AF after me, Mr. ICE, get me in this on the scene. You better have my back. Rappers trying to spell shit.
You gotta do something, man.
I'm gonna call Cobra the ice cream man after he loses
because he's gonna give you a cold ass whooping.
He's gonna be screaming when I put him in a armbar submission.
Your ass, motherfucker.
I'm gonna put you in this sharpshooter, man. The Scorpion Deathlock.
You can't even crouch down that low, dude. You can't squat that low.
Not with my bad ankle. Now let's see
who owes me cash. Yeah, I got to go the ankle. To the grass and get mine. I guess. Trying to check just it, like any football player loses the big game. Oh, so I hurt myself.
Look. I'm a star player, man. I know how to play the game. I got some 2-4-3-4-4-5. Got we don't say goodbye.
We say
Master P and the 500 SEL with a triple beam. You scream, I scream with the fiends screaming for ice cream. Before you jump in the game,
let's get one thing done. Cobra's gonna lose. If you're Cobra's gonna win.
That's whooping.
Cause he's hella cool. Ballin's gonna win. Cobra's gonna lose. Ballin's hella cool.
This is really goodbye.
Hey man, do you love Panic Arms? Don't say goodbye. Say good journey.
There's an old attorney saying, live the journey, for every destiny is but a doorway to another.